morning, Kansas City. It is the Rockin' and Tricia Show. We're about to interview my man crush coming up here in just a second.
I didn't realize you had such a man crush until we started talking about it.
I mean, I'm thinking of all the movies that he's been in. I'm going, I love every single one of them.
I know, and he stars in Mom on CBS, and they return tonight for their fifth season.
At CBS, we know what you want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I
want to... You want a new season of Mom, now don't you?
Trust me, this is big.
You don't even have to ask.
Excuse me, I'm over 50 and a man is putting a ring on my finger, nothing.
Because we've got you covered.
Must have forgotten your sunscreen because you got burned.
Yeah, that was a lot funnier in seventh grade.
He's been in a million movies that we all love, and he plays Adam, Allison Janney's boyfriend, on Mom. Say good morning to William Fichtner.
Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. How are you?
Dude, we're so glad to have you on the show. I'm going to say, first of all, get out of the way. I love your movies. There's not a one I don't like. You've been in some of the best movies that I think that are guy movies that people just love, and I think you're fantastic, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I really do. Thank you.
We thought it'd be kind of fun.
I'm
William.
Trying.
You're doing a good job.
Seriously.
We were talking around the room, and we each had a different favorite movie, so we kind of wanted to go around. I think Rocket and I both agree. We love Armageddon. And I really enjoyed you in Go. Tara, what's your favorite?
Contact, for sure. The first movie I ever cried during.
Okay, Britt?
Oh, wow. Contact. I mean, I love that. What a wonderful film. One of my first. So, it's a long time ago, but I really dig it.
And then, Britt, what's your favorite?
Blades of Glory is a staple in my house.
That's a weird house, I'm telling you right now.
William, when people come up to you, what is the first movie they recognize you for? What do you get the most?
Probably Armageddon, because it just, some movies just, they stand the test of time. I mean, Armageddon still plays all the time. Uh-huh. And, it's a great popcorn movie, and it works. Probably that and Prison Break, because even though Prison Break was popular when we made the show, it's probably more popular now because of Netflix and on demand and everything.
Well, I have to tell you, William, you and I became very close. You don't realize it, but I kind of came late to the party with Mom, and so I recently just completely binge watched the first four seasons. So you've been on my TV a lot, and I'm excited about the new season tonight. I was wondering, though, you play Adam. Were you a little, were you nervous or intimidated when you found out you were going to play a character in a wheelchair?
Well, no, I have to tell you, when Chuck first called me about being on the show, he told me a little bit about, what it was, and I said, wow, it sounds, interesting, and so I read it. I was not so much intimidated. Listen, intimidated wouldn't be the right word. As far as, the chair and everything, I just really wanted to, honor it and get it right and represent those that are, in chairs, but it was the emotional thing. The very first episode he has, it's a whole phone call that Adam has with Bonnie, and then finally they set up this date, and he just kind of chickens out because, he couldn't do it at the end, So it was really the emotional through line that I thought, wow, that's for a sitcom. We're really tackling something really, really interesting. So I love that about it.
It's a good character, and I always worry because Allison Janney's character, Bonnie, screws up everything in her life, and I'm like, don't mess it up, and then he's not on the show anymore.
Well, you'd never know.
Yeah, you have to wait and find out. Now, I do want to ask you a question because Anna Faris, she's adorable. I listened to her podcast, Unqualified, and that girl, she looks all sweet, and she's got a potty mouth. Is she like that on the set as well?
You know what? Anna is really sweet. She's amazing. I keep hearing about this podcast. I've never been on the podcast, and although I know about it, but I haven't listened to it, so I don't really know the details of it,
Okay, well, that's the first thing you have to bring up when you get back to the set, because William, Allison Janney's been on Anna's podcast.
Oh, no.
So you need to say, Anna, how come I haven't been invited?
Exactly, that's what I'm going to say today.
Well, we're really excited about the new season tonight. Mom returns for its fifth season on CBS. Okay, Rocket, anything else you want to say to your man crush before we say goodbye?
Are you working on any other projects, films?
I have quite a few things, indie films and different things that I've worked on in the last couple of years that are coming out soon. But I co-wrote a little film, you know, one of those little passion projects that has been going on for years and years. And finally it all came together and I produced it, directed it, played the lead in it and co-wrote it. And I shot it this summer in upstate New York. And now I'm just, you know, now I'm just putting the film together right now. So I go to mom, and as soon as I leave mom, I head over to the edit room, and hopefully I'm making a really good movie. Time will tell.
That's awesome.
So you're saying when it's time for that movie to be released, we could have you back on the show. All right, we're excited.
Absolutely. First place I'm going.
All right, well, we'll look for the new episode of Mom tonight on CBS. William Fichtner, thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks, folks. Have a great day. Go Chiefs.
Mix 93.3.